What's up, y'all? Happy Friday. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you guys. It is March 17th. Welcome to another recap show, review, rant, rave, whatever you want to call it. Of course, it's Sleepy Hollow. That's the tunes that you've been hearing. Now available on iTunes. All you got to do is search Talking Sleepy Hollow. I'm going to be talking about episode 10. I'm a little ticked off at my friend Amy McCracken from the VRO, Variety Radio Online. I watched the episode. She went out of town. I'm like, let's do this. I waited for this girl. So then I hit her up and I'm like, hey, are we going to do this? She sends me a picture of her and Branty, which I'm not mad at Branty. Branty's my good friend. If y'all listen to any of our recap shows for the Fear of the Walking Dead and The Walking Dead, you'll know that Branty's a very likable person. Unfortunately, Amy McCracken is not. She sends me this picture, all her friends. She's like, I got a house full of vagina. I cannot do the show with you, Mike. So I was like, the hell with you, Amy McCracken. So I'm going to do it myself. And actually, we're going to be talking about last Friday's episode. Insatiable? Is that the episode? I am not very good at pronouncing words sometimes. Season 4, episode 10. That's what it was. It aired Friday night, March 10th on Fox. Got my notes here. Shout out to Sleepy Addicts, which I'm just looking at their Twitter page. If you're on Twitter, check out at Sleepy Addicts. They got a website, SleepyHollowAddicts.com as well. 2 hours ago, they put hashtag Sleepy Hollow. Huge announcement coming Monday about a special guest joining our Headless podcast. Stay tuned. I don't know who they're going to be talking to this time, but I think they spoke to – the last time they had a special guest, it was John Noble. Henry Parrish? Yes. And then it says here, 2 hours again here, hashtag Sleepy Hollow, please sign, hashtag renew Sleepy Hollow season 5 petition and repost. I think it's worthy of another season. So they got a little petition there. So Sleepyheads, your fan, go sign it. I think I've signed it. I don't know if I got to sign it again. Do I have to sign it again? I don't know. But let's talk about the episode. Sleepy Hollow, insatiable, or whatever. I thought this was a dope episode. Definitely enjoyed the cool start of it. How it started was really cool. I do definitely have here in my notes, Alex is getting jealous of Jake. She likes Jake. I don't know if I could see this relationship working, but you know what? They are kind of made for each other. I'm not seeing Jake with that bartender chick. Just don't see it. Don't believe it. I'm sorry. I just don't. I don't know. For some reason, I see him more with Alex. So it's not like I don't think Jake is cool because he's got the smarts, okay? Chicks like that. That's how I got my wife. That whole beginning part was cool. And even Jenny sees it and hands Alex a beer, which was funny because I'm sure Jenny's like, what is this coming from? Because just a couple episodes, he was trying to holler at Jenny. So it seems to me that Jake is a player. And this could backfire in his world. Definitely enjoyed Job and his Hellraiser demon Hunger Baby. I thought that was hella cool. I love the box cube thing. Remind me of Hellraiser. If you haven't seen that movie, you need to watch that sucker. It's great. The whole franchise is awesome. And I know some people are out there going to be like, really? Hellraiser 5? And I don't care. All those, anything with Cenobites are just awesome. Just watch the movie, people. I thought that was hella sweet. I really enjoyed the last week's creature of the week, and I love the way that it killed people. Almost changed them into some kind of like zombie thing, and then all of a sudden it just ate itself away. I thought that was dope, creative. Whoever thought of that idea, that was cool. I'm not happy about Jenny's announcement telling Crane that she's thinking about taking this job. I don't know if I trust this little Asian guy in this little shop. I don't. Do you guys? Because when he was talking to her, he just kept on throwing these looks. And I don't know if it's – I'm sorry, but in Sleepy Hollow, I just don't trust people. I'm like looking at him like, do I know you? Because I don't know. I mean, I know that Jenny knows him, but where's her dad at? Where's the little Asian dude's dad at? That's what I needed to see because he was throwing these kind of weird looks. And so it seems to me that this artifact might be something that Dreyfus needs because I don't know. I'm just not sold on this, but I am not a happy camper that if she disappears for a couple episodes because I'm a big fan of Jenny, and I think that she definitely adds, she keeps those, as Amy would call them, Scooby-Doo crew in check, but I'm not happy with that. Great seeing the Headless Horseman. I am a huge fan of the Horseman, and anybody that's been listening to our recap shows know that you can't have Sleepy Hollow out the Horseman. That's just my philosophy, but it was great seeing him again. And to find out the end that the team finds out that, that Dreyfus is trying to raise the four horsemen, actually the four horsemen of the apocalypse. So that's going to be great to see because all the riders are coming back, which then I'm thinking if all the riders are coming back, are we going to get to see our badass assassin? I can't remember his name, but the one with the skull face that helped Crane and Abby fight the four horsemen of the apocalypse. I love that guy. He was an awesome creature. So it seems like it's coming, some stuff's coming back from the other seasons, which was awesome because out of all the stuff that was going on, I definitely loved the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse more than that demon thing, whatever it was. What was his name again? I can't remember. But still, it was great seeing all this in this master plan of Dreyfus and Job. So I'm excited to see where this is going to go. The Hunger Demon creature, I really enjoyed the way they killed it, the team did. Very military. With Agent Thomas and the crew, the way they took him out in the junkyard, I thought that was pretty dope. Great to see the team work together like that. Like, very well oiled machine. So they're gonna need that against the Four Horsemen of Apocalypse. That's all I'm gonna say. And speaking of Agent Thomas, I'm glad she got her crap together. She was really annoying me in this episode, even though I love her and I want to hug her and brush her hair and all that stuff. She was kind of making me mad because she should know better. Just because all that stuff that Dreyfus has done, and I get it. I'm a new dad of a 2-year-old son. I get it. Actually, 2.5. He would kill me if I didn't give him the full half credit. But I get it that she's upset because Dreyfus went after Molly. I totally get it. But you're no good if you're dead and you're going off the whim of emotions. And I don't like that. So the way that she was acting this episode, I know you're hot, but I want to karate chop you in the face. But it's good. I'm glad that she kind of snapped out of it and got it together. So hopefully she'll have it better in tonight's episode. Cause I'm going to be mad if she's a loose cannon again. So a new episode airs on Fox, tonight. It's going to be interesting to see. What's the episode called? Let me look here. I got it on my computer here. It's called The Way of the Gun. Ooh, I wonder what that's about. Way of the Gun. It's gotta be about a gun, right? I don't know. See what happens. All right, people, that's it. What do I give this episode? Let me think. A beginning, and then I brought the four hop clubs, and then the Hellraiser box. I would probably have to give it a 9. Almost there. Almost a perfect episode. It just fell short. Just a little bit. Just a tad. But I thought it was a really good high 9. Almost. It didn't blow my mind, but it was a really great episode to see. Yeah, all the stuff that's coming. The Horsemen of the Apocalypse. I can't wait. That's it, people. If you want to check out Amy, I don't even know why you would because she's just not a part of this team anymore. Yeah, she would suck at the team. Like, if I was with Crane and all of us, I'd be like, we don't need Amy in the group anymore. Like, no. Like, she's like Alex is, she shows up more than Amy. That's all I'm going to say. So if you want to check her out, I don't know why you would, again, check out Variety Radio Online. Just search Variety Radio Online. All their stuff pops up, the Tumblr, the YouTube, all that stuff, Facebook. But they do have a blog, thevro.com. So go there and you can check out all of Amy's stuff. All her personal stuff is there as well, like her phone number, her address. No, I'm just joking. Oh, I could give out her number, though. I do have it in my phone. Who'd want her? No, I'm just joking. Or am I? Oh, either way, Twitter, her Twitter's on there. Just go to the staff on thevro.com and you're good to go. All right, people. For me, my blog is iwatchmike.com. iwatchmike.com. That's it. If you scroll up to the top, you'll see a little tab that says podcast. Everything's there. To the Audio Boom link that'll take you there in case you don't have iTunes. And then all of the iTunes stuff that's there as well. Because Talking Sleepy Hollow is available on iTunes, people. All right? So my Facebook page is iwatchmike. Twitter and Instagram is Mike the Movie Guy. My Snapchat is on my blog, like I always say. Have a great weekend, St. Patrick's Day. Stay safe out there. New episode of Sleepy Hollow airs tonight. So check that out, and I'll either do it by myself. I'll probably do it by myself. Shout out to Sleepy Addicts. Don't forget to check out their Twitter page so you can get that petition and make sure you check with them on Monday for that big giant announcement. All right, people, have a good one. I will talk to you later. New episode. Will we get more horsemen? Come on. That's my horseman sound effect. All right, peace out.